Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 13th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Industrial Outdoor Storage, IOS. Investor acquires second property in Salt Lake City area in 2025 for $3.1 million. Steel Peak, a commercial real estate investment firm specializing in industrial outdoor storage properties, has acquired a second IOS property in Salt Lake City for $3.1 million. This marks their eighth acquisition in Utah, California, and Washington. The company plans to make strategic improvements to the building and yard to attract high-quality tenants. With a focus on contractor yards and industrial storage, Steel Peak sees strong demand in Salt Lake City due to limited M2 zoning. Construction activity in the Mountain West region continues to drive demand for outdoor storage spaces, making properties like this one highly sought after. Steel Peak will continue seeking investment opportunities in the Western U.S. with values ranging from $5 million to $50 million.
Scalability of ES Gold Corp, CSC, OTQB, ESAUF. Tailings model represents profitable mining approach throughout the Americas. Sustainable mining company ES Gold, OTCAUF, is expanding its tailings cleanup operation in Quebec to potentially generate revenue at similar sites across the Americas. ES Gold is nearing completion of facilities for tailings recovery at an abandoned operation, aiming to generate up to $350 million over the next decade. The company plans to recover gold and silver from the tailings while exploring other mineralization for concentrate. This strategy will fund future exploration for untapped reserves without large capital raises. ES Gold is also constructing production facilities at its Eastern Canada site and exploring other sites for recovery and revenue generation in North and South America.
Copper prices stabilize as concerns about supply ease. Copper prices stabilized as Chile allowed Codelco to resume mining at El Teniente mine following a fatal collapse. Operations are limited to unaffected areas. U.S. inflation data could impact global metal markets. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. will be monitoring market reactions. For more information on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., visit their newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry, offering tailored corporate communication solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. Visit rocksandstocks.news for full terms of use and disclaimers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24/7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.